Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Packers get the 30-28 win over the San Francisco 49ers in a game that had it all. What a game it was. I'm just trying to think where to start here. I'm going to start with the defense. As we bring in Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. And I'll tell you why I'm going to start with the defense. Because for a team that put up, like, 28 points were scored. But I look up and down that defense, and I, like, think everybody played well. For allowing 28 points, I'm very satisfied with that defensive effort, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget that the first seven of those came on a short field after the one real poor special teams breakdown in three games, which is, frankly, improvement for the special teams. You know, the most promising thing that happened defensively last night is they actually were able to finally get a pass rush, and they did so without Za'Darius Smith. So that's something to build on, because that's at least one more game that Za'Darius Smith is going to be on IR, at least one more, with that back injury. It is one of those games that it reminds you that this 49ers team was a team that spent the third overall pick in the draft on a quarterback, and Jimmy Garoppolo was very up and down last night. So you wonder how different this 49ers team might look by the end of the year when Trey Lance is playing more. But yeah, no question, this was a performance for this defense to build on, and they desperately needed something like that to help springboard them after how the first 2 weeks went.
You know, I've got some non-alcoholic beer in my house. I thought that's what I grabbed, but I must have grabbed the hard stuff, because I thought I saw Tyler Lancaster blow through the offensive line and make a play. I thought I saw Dean Lowry get pressure. I thought I saw Ty Summers make an open field sack or an open field tackle. If this kind of stuff is going to happen, my goodness, the Packers defense exponentially improves if those guys are making plays.
Yeah, how about Johnson Garvin, too, on that same play that Tyler Lancaster blew through and had the pressure? Johnson Garvin, TJ Slayton combining for the sack. And I didn't see that coming. So, I'm fairly sure the water I had last night was not spiked. So, I think that's really what we saw, but it was really remarkable to watch.
All right, the defensive question we've all been waiting for. Ryan, is the Packers defense better without Kevin King?
Well, we're just talking about the pass rush here, right?
I'm talking about why did the Packers look like the Legion of Boom for a half without Kevin King?
Because they had pass rush. Like, that's what we're literally just talking about is that they finally had some pass rush. I don't know how Kevin King factors so much into that. Look, yes, Kevin King needs to play better. He needs to stop giving up big plays, and he's been doing that for three games now, going back to the AFC Championship game last year. There's no question about that. Chandon Sullivan played pretty well in the slot. The very first series, he is against Mohamed Sanu in the middle of the field. has a PBU on third down, forces a punt. So that's good. I still believe that the best version of this Packers defense is Kevin King playing well. They need to find a path back to that. They need Kevin King to play well. He's not been playing well. So, yes, this defense was better than a defense that has Kevin King not playing well. But it's not as good as it could be if Kevin King played like he has most of his career when healthy.
The other side of the football, we'll get to Rodgers, Devontae, all that stuff. But if we're talking defensive line, we got to talk about the offensive line. You did a good job pointing out just exactly who was on that offensive line. It was rookies. It was guys making their second career start. It was Billy Turner. And I thought that offensive line held up for the most part, maybe shaky in the beginning with a penalty, but even when they did like the pregame introduction. So, you know, you're watching that and you're seeing like Yash Nijman and Royce Newman. I'm like, man, this is not the kind of offensive line that I've been used to in Green Bay. I've been used to, you know, obviously Bakhtiari's hurt and Elton Jenkins and going all the way back with Sitton and Lang and all these guys. The offensive line, I've always felt the last 10 years or so, the starters were great, the depth shaky. The fact that they're on their third left tackle of the season, you just got to be impressed with what they did on Sunday.
Yeah, they had depth last year too, but it was remarkable. You know, that first drive, they get down there, they get the big chunk play for 42 yards to Allen Lazard. And all of a sudden, Nick Bosa busts through the line for the batted pass. The next play, Yash Nijman, I mean, it was a face mask penalty, but he literally tackled Nick Bosa to prevent a sack. And you're thinking, oh boy, predictable, right? Here they go. And that was basically it. Nick Bosa did not have a sack against Yash Nijman, which is just, that's mind-blowing, right? But who would have thought that coming in? If you put the over-under coming out on how many times Nick Bosa was going to have a sack against Yash Nijman, I'm not sure that you didn't put it at five. So zero is much under that. And give a lot of credit to Matt LaFleur. It was a masterful game plan. And it was a masterful game plan against a mentor in Kyle Shanahan who really had his way with Matt LaFleur not once but twice in the 2019 season. When they matched up, I mean, Kyle Shanahan outcoached Matt LaFleur both games in 2019. Matt LaFleur outcoached Kyle Shanahan last night. It was a reversal of that dynamic. And for Matt LaFleur to come out, spread it out, rely not on bunch formations that had max protection, but to really do the quick passing game and to have, even when it wasn't there on the ground, to stay with it as much as he did. I mean, Aaron Jones' first 10 carries, he had 30 yards. And they kept with it, they kept with it, they kept with it. By the end of the night, Aaron Jones had 82 yards and a touchdown on 19 carries. They had to run the football. That was not a good – when you've got Yash Nijman against Nick Bosa, how do you minimize that? You run the ball. And they did that even when it wasn't there and they stayed with it. They had a game plan that involved Aaron Rodgers getting rid of it, the defense getting rid of it as quickly as possible. It was a really brilliant game plan from Matt LaFleur, and that is how you overcome the limitations you have on the offensive line.
Talking with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. LaFleur, I mean, he wanted that one. You could tell. And maybe it was the frustration with some of the officiating adding up on him, but I don't know. I don't know what you make of the – I mean, these are like best buddies. And the post-game interaction was very, very cold, Ryan.
I asked Matt LaFleur about it after the game. He reiterated that there is absolutely nothing changed between him and Kyle Shanahan. He said there's a lot of history there, a lot of good history. These guys have been tight for a very, very long, going over a decade now in this league. It was a blow-by. It wasn't much of a handshake there. I mean, saw the video. It is what it is. Now, is that because of their relationship? Matt LaFleur said no. He thought it was just the competitiveness of that situation, which that was a big win for the Packers that was somewhat miraculous. 37 seconds, no timeouts, a win they absolutely had to have because 1-2 with the gut punch that loss would have been, leading until the final 37 seconds. And just the way that not only this offseason, but the opener went 38-3, putting that to bed, which I think they did last night finally. It was a huge week three win. But on the other side, that was a gut punch of a loss. Can you blame Kyle Shanahan for not having a big smile on his face after that just happened, after Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams ripped out his beating heart? Like, that is a tough, tough loss. So I don't know. It didn't look chummy, but I'm not sure that any handshake in that moment, regardless of who it is going to look chummy.
Well, the Niners scored too early, even with no timeouts. And maybe that's like right after cutoff, but with 37 seconds and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, there's at least a chance. And I was rooting for Kyle Juszczyk to get in the end zone. He had caught the ball maybe just short of the goal line, got a push in, and I'm like, thank you. Otherwise, it was over. Niners could have taken that clock down, won the game. But yet, you gave Aaron Rodgers a chance, and again, you gave him just enough time to let it happen.
Yeah, that's the thing I tweeted as soon as Juszczyk plowed over the goal line was Aaron Rodgers' 37 seconds left. I think that's what everyone was thinking, is that there's 37 seconds left. I asked around after the game, how much time did there need to be to actually be able to orchestrate a drive and not have it be helter-skelter and disorganized and chaotic? Devontae Adams said at least 30 seconds, no timeouts. Aaron Rodgers said, you know, that's about the cutoff point that they needed. I mean, they had just enough time. It was really cutting it close. He said going out onto the field, he knew that he needed two chunk plays. There was no time to dink and dunk. He wanted at least 15 yards on the first play. He got 25 to Devontae Adams in the middle of the field, up to midfield to clock it there. But that was his thinking. And then Matt LaFleur probably hit it right on the head. He said 34 because they clocked it with 3 seconds left. So 37 minus 3 is 34. Yeah, kind of a bit of a facetious answer, but they cut it as close as they possibly could and still be able to manufacture something. The 49ers just barely missed out on you know, scoring too soon.
Yeah, I like that line of questioning, and I was 98% sure it was you, but the 2% held me back from saying, hey, I heard, you know, you were asking last night, so that's why I led into it, hoping that it was you. So that's what I was doing.
It's okay. I'll give some behind-the-scenes perspective.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And then, okay, so the best part about that drive is they hit Devontae for the second time, Rodgers clocks it, and immediately he's fist-bumping because he knows Crosby's going to come in there and drill it. And they call the timeout, of course, and the kick is good. I mean, Mason Crosby, and he had a big tackle on that. You know, at least he saved that touchdown from happening then. But he is just like, how do you not take a kicker for granted? You look at all these kicking woes all throughout the league. You know, we're making fun of the Vikings for it happened in week one. All these other teams, it's like, why? How are there not enough good kickers in this league? Mason Crosby, outside of a hiccup a few years ago, has just been so reliable for so long that it's hard not to take him for granted.
Yeah, I think that's like the best night a kicker could have is to have a 51-yarder game-winning with the clock expiring and have a tackle. Although Justin Tucker might have won up that with.
Oh, my God. I can't get over that.
That was incredible. Just incredible. So, you know, only 51 yards. Child's play. But no, and also, you know, Mason Crosby said he felt good from 60 yards out going to that south end zone. And Matt LaFleur said it at 37 yards, which would have been about a 54, 55 yarder. Aaron Rodgers said that he wanted to get to within 55 yards. That's what the offense was thinking. So that's the 37, 38 yard line. There's a reason why Aaron Rodgers was fist pumping when he was running off the field after clocking with 3 seconds left. They were at the 33. He knew where they were, and he knew that they were within the range and comfortably within the range. And yeah, for Mason Crosby, the guy just keeps doing it. This is why you have a guy like that, not only on your team, but a special teams captain. It's remarkable that you get into those situations and he's got so much backlog to rely on. He's done this so many times now that it's kind of like routine for him.
Yeah, he's got the memory in the same way that Rodgers would. And they were able to get that done with the 30-28 victory. And I think to wrap things up with you, Woody, you know, the season's got off to a rocky start, obviously, with that blowout against the Saints. And Devontae said something that I liked afterwards. He said, you know, outside of this being like a playoff game or, you know, with more stakes on the line, this is about as sweet of a win as you can have. And you could tell that with the team, how happy they were. And I don't blame them. I mean, this, you kind of, and Rodgers says this a little bit every year, throughout the year, you kind of search for what this team is, who they are, what the identity is. I think a win like this, you know, they all count as one game, right? The loss to the Saints is one game, but you can put it away. A win like this is one game, but I think it can carry with you for a long time.
Yeah, I think that you feel like you got that loss to the Saints back. Because I said it going into the game. This was a game last night that a good team could lose. I mean, the Packers were down to a third-string left tackle. They're in a true road environment in prime time on a short week on the West Coast against a good 49ers team. If they could have lost last night, and that's a game. It doesn't mean they're a bad team. Like good teams lose games like this. So to get this one, to do what they did and do enough and get out of here with the win is huge. The way that they would have lost too, leading until the final 37 seconds, that can create a hangover if with any team. I know they're pro athletes and supposed to be above that, but they're humans. It can create a hangover, especially with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers team coming to town, and then you wonder if they're not able to snap back onto the right track, how long that lasts. This snaps you back on the right track. Now they have to not have a hangover from the win, right? They have to be able to flush it in 24 hours, and with the way they celebrated last night, that might be more of a chore than most weeks. It was obviously a huge win, but even still, you'd rather have that challenge than the other way. And yeah, I think that more than anything, this I said it going on, this was a huge litmus test for this team. Where's this team at 3 weeks in? Aaron Rodgers said it after the game that this win added some legitimacy to things that they've been saying going into the season about the talent of this football team, the aspirations of this football team. And I think that when you look at it, there's a reason why after the game in week one, Matt LaFleur was second-guessing himself for not playing in the preseason. It sure just looks like this team is kind of it's regained form after having that slow start with that no preseason snaps on either side of the ball. Midway through the Lions game, it looked like they snapped back in, and with how they played against a really tough 49ers team, this is a really good team. They were rusty to start, slow start. If they can build on this, they're going to be awfully tough to beat.
They've got a Steelers team coming in that nobody really knows how to quantify what they are yet, so we'll talk about that later in the week. Safe travels back, Ryan, and we will talk to you then.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood. By Ryan Wood on Twitter, BY Ryan Wood on Twitter. Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com. GreatMidwestBank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.